Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Janet Christie is back too, by the way. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 12 years she's been hanging out with us, founder and president of Leverage and Development Inc., author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business and Capitalizing on Being Woman Owned. She's a In addition to being a great coach and consultant to small business owners, she's also a research fellow with a local university there in her area, and she's here to talk to us about some of that. Janet, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here, Janet. So tell me about your research work. You're a research fellow.
I am.
It sounds important.
It does sound important, and I think it's important because I think if you don't know what's going on and get the right information, you make bad decisions.
If you don't know where you've been, you can't get where you're going, can you?
That's right. And if you don't know the people you're trying to work with, you don't know how to work with them. You know, that's
right.
How I got into this from doing, I sort of graduated from marketing research into all kinds of research.
So what is it that you do there when you're doing the research?
Well, we do all kinds of research projects, but almost everything we do involves business in some way. So we end up talking with businesses sort of from their employer viewpoint. I told you, I think last time I was on or a few months ago, about a child care study we did to see if overnight child care in a county would get people working on the second, third shifts or the extended shifts. When we talk to employers, we find out that the biggest obstacles for them in getting employees is child care, transportation, and the skill level.
Let me stop you for a second. I want to remind people of something that's going on right now, and in case they just tuned in, but if they've been listening to my show, they could give you this report themselves because we've talked about it enough. But the biggest problem today for a small business is not taxes, it's not health care, it is not having enough business, enough customers. It's not having enough employees, qualified employees. It's an epidemic in America. 6 million jobs, good-paying jobs, going wanting right now because business owners can't find qualified people. And one of the things I've been working on, and you're helping us with this today, Janet, is what are the internals of that research? When people say not qualified, what are the internals? What are those individual reasons? And that's what you come here today to provide us with is some of those internals. It's not just not being able to weld, right? It's more than that.
Oh, much more. As a matter of fact, a lot of businesses will say, if you can just get us people that will work and can pass the drug test, we will train them.
And we'll show up on time every day.
Yes. And, you know, it's been called the work ethic. There's some other phrases that describe it. But basically they mean that we'll show up to work every day, that we'll show up on time, that can stay there because they don't have transportation or child care or don't care issues, that they'll dress appropriately. You know, you can't wear flip-flops. You can't listen to your iPod when you're trying to do the work, things like that. And some people honestly don't know what's appropriate and what's not in a working environment.
I'll tell you, Janet, I've hired a dozen millennials in the last 15 years, and I love them in a lot of ways. But I have to say, when they come to work for me, 9 out of 10 of them, I not only have to show them how to work, I have to teach them how to work. how to show up and how to work. I mean, after now, I don't really teach them what I want them to do. I have to raise them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know what you mean. And there are programs out there that will do that kind of thing. There's also programs and organizations that will try to facilitate transportation, whether it's, you know, a nonprofit providing mm-hmm. bus passes or actually extending routes for buses. There's child care providers that, when we did that study, we found that some people started child care centers to address the second, third shift clients, and then they didn't have enough clients. So mm-hmm. there are places that will do some of this stuff. Unfortunately, the nonprofits and the others tend to go toward the large corporations, and the large corporations are not necessarily open to doing things in new and unique mm-hmm. ways mm-hmm. to address transportation and child care and sometimes even training, especially if the training is more the how to work, not the actual skills of the
and
job.
And a lot of these jobs are in flyover America, and there's not a lot of public transportation in much of flyover America, is there?
Right. You know, you can't very well build a big plant downtown somewhere, and that's
right.
what the public transportation is. So I have found that, sorry about that, allergies getting to me. So I found that these organizations and even government agencies, they can get grants. They have some of the means to do these things, but the large corporations are not necessarily interested in those kinds of partnerships. But, of course, that's who they go to. If the smaller businesses would approach these organizations, and I'm talking about community and technical colleges, like I said, you know, an existing or somebody that wants to start a child care center, even private bus, there are in the very rural areas, there's usually federal money that can fund a transportation system, mm-hmm. and we're not talking about a public bus system. We're talking about vans.
Mm-hmm.
So there are partnerships to be had,
right?
But the smaller businesses are going to have to research and reach out to these organizations
right.
and agencies.
These are also things you can do to get involved with your local chamber of commerce, with their local agencies. A lot of small business owners are very much involved in this around the country, helping a lot of different people get these things. Folks, this is our crisis right now. It's not just helping the businesses get workers, but it's helping people get off of welfare and have a job and have some kind of self-respect. That's a lot of this. And what's that worth, folks? How much is that worth?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.